I said we talk about Avinu Malkeinu, just to wrap up Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. Shachter, if you had a chance to read through the tshuva, it was a very light tshuva. I remember seeing something else, and I've heard other things. I want to share with you what I've discovered in terms of Shachter's Pesach and Avinu Malkeinu, just to wrap up Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos, then we'll move on. I mentioned the Gemara. In Thomas, we talked about that Gemara. The origin of Avinu of Malkeinu itself is in Shabbos, and it's talking about a famine where Rabbi Akiva says, Avinu Malkeinu, Eilam Malchata.
He said like five, right?
He said like a couple, right? Daf Chafei, he says a couple, and that's where he goes. And of course, the Gemara says that it started to rain. A beautiful, beautiful idea, beautiful Gemara. Okay, so that's the background to Avinu Malkeinu, particularly Avinu Malkeinu, not just Stam Tfila. Bakasha that we've been talking about more recently, just particularly Avinu Malkeinu is a powerful, potent tefillah, and its sources in the Gemara Maseches Tanis. Now, what does it mean for us in times of war? Unfortunately, October 7th, we're still saying Avinu Malkeinu, we're still at war. Should we be saying it on Shabbos? Should we not be saying it on Shabbos? So, the background has to do with Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur. I mentioned briefly, you know, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Tov, we don't say it on Shabbos, but we do say it on Yom Kippur, which itself is interesting, okay? So we certainly say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur. However, if Avinu Malkeinu falls out on Shabbos, I'm sorry, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then it's a major question. You probably remember. It's happened in the last few years. I don't remember now. What year? When was that?
Senior year in high school. It's going to be next year again.
Yom Kippur's on Shabbos. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. So, what about Avinu Malkeinu? So, if you recall, it happened again 3 or 4 years ago. What did we do? We say it in Ne'ilah. The minhag of Ashkenazim is to say it in Ne'ilah. The Sephardim, Jacob, I don't know if I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I think Sephardim say it throughout the entire Yom Kippur, even if it falls out on Shabbos. You may not remember, it's senior year, it's a while ago. I believe that's the minute that Bavadia writes, the Sephardim, they say it always. Now, on the one hand, you'll say, okay, well, if you don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, why are we saying Avinu Malkeinu now? Right? Strong. However, the Ramah brings an exception to one tefillah. There's one tefillah that we do say Avinu Malkeinu in if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Which one is that? And that's, of course, Ne'ilah. Right? You may remember that. Ne'ilah, you say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. Why? So there are a number of approaches. I'll mention two. The first is Balabatis. In many congregations, in many shuls, by the time you get to the Avinu Malkeinu on Ne'ilah, it's after Shabbos. And Ne'ilah is late, and Avinu Malkeinu is at the end. Okay, by that time, you're good. Okay, that's the Lush. I mean, that's a Baal Batish there. It's just sort of circumvents the question. It's just not Shabbos anymore. However, the Magen Avraham gives a different Mahalach. And this is the more favored Mahalach. In terms of Pesach, the Magen Avraham, commentary on Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says, because, you know, Yom Kippur, earlier in the day, it's a very tense time. Obviously, it's tense. Kol Nidre, Mariv, Shachris, but once you get to Ne'ilah, the gates are closing. The gates are closing, Rabbi Isai. When you see the gates closing, then it becomes a Shasakana. Then it becomes not just critical, it becomes dangerous. Literally dangerous. Dangerous. It's a dangerous time. Ne'ilah, the gates are closing. All of a sudden, like, you go crazy. You scream and yell. Ne'ilah is a different level. Right, for those who know, been to these types of ne'ilas, different next level of davening, because you know it's all ending. The psak din is about to be rendered. Right, it's really, really a dangerous time. Says the Magen Avraham, when it's a shasa, kind of, I mentioned this yesterday for the Gemara in Tanis, the discussion, but the Magen Avraham paskins la halacha that b'shasa kana, like this, it's dangerous ne'ilah. You say Avinu Malkeinu even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Said Rav Shechter, if you're going to tell me that Shas Hakana, you say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. Get it? Okay. Well, then October 7th, Anan has been a Shas Hakana. Right? October 7th, Anan is a Shas Hakana. It's a Shas Hakana. People are dying, unfortunately, daily. We learn every day for a Chayal that was killed. Unfortunately, there are hundreds of Chayalim who have been killed. Hundreds. And you're not going to tell me, and you're going to say it's not a sakana. Sidur Shatra, it's a shasakana. It's mamas a shasakana. It's mamas a sakana. And therefore, if Shatra felt, because it's a sakana based on the Magen Avraham, you say it, and you say it even on Shabbos. There may be a couple other reasons why you can say it on Shabbos. Okay, we're discussing this now because this is all in the backdrop of yesterday's discussion in Tosos and Rishonim about Bakashos on Shabbos, right? That's what we're... So there's two other possible things to add here. One is a Gemara Maseches Brachos that many of us hopefully have learned about fasting on Shabbos. Did you get to that Gemara? Anyone saw that in Bikias? About fasting on Shabbos? I think it's in the first part. Zach, what does the Gemara say?
I didn't do that.
You didn't do it? Okay. Anyone? No? Nothing? I believe the Gemara says you can fast on Shabbos. Tanis Chalom, right? Certain fasts. Tanis Chalom, for instance. You fast on Shabbos. What's Pshat? Why can you fast on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fast. Isn't it a sort of fast? Isn't Shabbos a day of Onek? Onek Shabbos? The Shita Mekubetzes asks this question, and he gives the following teretz, and it's an astonishing teretz, and it really affects many things in terms of Shabbos. So he explains that someone who has a dream that very much bothers him,
it's not 3 nights in a row.
That type of a dream very much bothers him. It scares him. It's irking him, like Paro was irked by the dream he had. So, says the Shita Mekubetzes, that person who's feeling this, feeling of, oh my goodness, right, it's going to be, has this terrible dream, how does he alleviate those feelings? How does he alleviate his tension, his tsa'ar? Says the Shita, he alleviates it by fasting. And I think he uses the phrase, I'm not sure he uses this exact language, but basically he says, there's certain tanesim that are tanesim shel tsa'ar, and there's certain tanesim that are tanesim shel oneg. Now here he doesn't mean oneg like, oh, I'm having a great time. But he means oneg like it just makes you feel better. Right? It makes you feel, it takes away some of that edge, that tension, that pain. Because you feel like you're doing something. You know what, right? You feel better about it. I've done something to take care of this dream that's bothering me. I've done something, right? It's cathartic. It alleviates that internal like feeling of tsar, pressure, of tension. And therefore he says, well, Shabbos is a day of oneg. And if Shabbos is a day of oneg, for some people, oneg may actually be to fast. And that's what some poskim say, that when it comes to davening, tehillim, avinu malkeinu, indeed, if a person is so wound up and so betzar about the events that are happening around him, and for him, davening is a release, avinu malkeinu is a release of that tension, of that pressure, of that pain, then davening for him would be a tefillah shel oneg, not a tefillah shel tzar. He's crying while he's saying it? Well, for those who know, sometimes crying is actually soothing, right? It enables you to release all that pain and tension, get it out. And that's soothing. It's not actually painful, it's actually soothing, right? It's an interesting dichotomy. On one hand, you think someone's crying, you're like, oh, it must be so hard. But actually, in some ways, you start to cry and you get that tension, you release all of that out. And that's a tefillah shel oneg, not a tefillah shel tzar. So in a weird way, right, Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos may actually be the right thing to do, the right protocol. Honestly, being honest, that may have been true about the week or two or three after the war started. Fortunately, it's been so many months. I don't know if that's true anymore. So, I don't know. You have to think about that. Yeah, Sam.
How does that, like, can't you just draw that in and kashrus? Like, what happens if there's, like, a big problem?
Yeah.
And, like, their tzar just thinking, like, no, I'm going to do whatever, and it'll just, like, take some...
That may be true.
Just be able to dive in and ask for, like, so where do you draw that?
Right, that actually may be true. In certain cases, it may be warranted.
What?
That you may be able to do a bakasha. If you're so wound up and you're so, you know, upset about something, then according to this, we're saying that it would be warranted.
So what we're already saying is it's something whether we're in that state or not.
I added that I'm not sure people feel that level of, you know, at the war today. At the beginning, yes.
At the beginning, yes.
I think all of us were in shock, trauma, and pain, and I don't know what the word would be, hurt, and anger, and all of that. And I think that was certainly the case, and most of us felt that way. But now, unfortunately, you know, it's different. Okay. The last point that I want to make has to do with a discussion that touches not just about Shabbos, but about another issue of tefillah, which is, we know, we've talked about this last semester, that davening is split into three. Shavach, Bakasha, Hodah. Shavach is Shavach, right? And you don't mix and match with Shavach. Shavach is Shavach. You don't do Bakashas in Shavach. Here's the problem. The Rishon, the Bali Tosas, the Rosh asked the Kasha, many other Rishon ask, how is it that traditionally, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we say, Zachreinu L'chaim, Melech HaVetz B'chaim, Chaseinu B'Sefer HaChaim, Melech HaLokim Chaim. What's going on over here? We ask Hashem, we ask, remember us for life. And we do that in the Shabbat. And to add to the problem, we even do it on Shabbos, right? On Shabbos, which is during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, everyone says, Zochreinu L'chaim. How is that allowed? It's a bakasha. Didn't we just say bakashas are not allowed? So the Rishonim said that there are two different types of bakashas. This type of bakasha is a bakasha that's really for the welfare of the rabbi. Okay, interesting suggestion. You have to figure out if it works through everything. But because of that, because of the shita of Rishonim, that whenever there's something that has to do with the welfare of the rabbi, it even trumps Shabbos. Right? Even on Shabbos you do it. Well, if that's the case, Rav Shachter, you know, his argument makes sense, that Avinu Malkeinu today is a tefillah for the rabbim, and therefore it would appear that it would be mutter to do a Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. Okay, so that was just the last sort of PS of yesterday's Avinu Malkeinu issue, and one last PS, that's the right word, is, we don't have time to read the whole piece, but it is a beautiful idea that the Rav presents in yesterday's Rishimos. He has a couple of beautiful pieces here. In yesterday's Rishimos, they asked you to see, where he just points out the difference between the bracha of the brachos on in Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos, where we just add would say, we don't even change B'nai Yerushalayim. There's no mention of Shabbos, we add would say, versus Shemona Esrei, where what do? When it comes to Shemona Esrei, we don't just add something, we change the Nuslach, we change the Kadosh HaShabbos. The whole feel is different. So what he suggests is that benching and tefillos are different. And in a very beautiful, you know, description of that difference, he says that when it comes to Berachos HaMazon, you know, what you're doing is you're adding to the bracha. You're adding to Berachos HaMazon. That's what you're doing. However, when it comes to tefillah, the azkara is a chelak, what he writes, of etzem chafza tzvila. So he writes. That's what he says. He says, chal b'shabbos chalos shem b'fnei atzma, the tzvila's shabbos, hamahava chafza shal tzvila b'fnei atzma. Basically, your tzvila on Shabbos is different than your tzvila on chol. It's a whole different tzvila. And therefore, mekadosh haShabbos fits. And therefore, the whole nusach haTfila changes. This can be explained, the Rav points this out, based on a Ravid that he brings, where the Ravid says that if you look at the nusach haTfila on Shabbos, we leave out all the bakashas. Right? Says the Ravid, this relates to the general theme of what we're talking about, on Shabbos we don't have bakashas. Quote, on Shabbos, Tfilah Shabbos, Einan Ela Hoda'os. It's an amazing line. Einan Ela Hoda'os. During the week, what's Tfilah? Rachamim, we've talked about that, remember, at great length. Bakashos. Shabbos Tfilah is Hoda'os. Right? It's Hoda'os. And Arya, therefore, the whole feel of Tfilah is different on Shabbos. And if that's the case, Mekadesh HaShabbos totally melds and fuses together with the tefillah that you're doing. It's a new tefillah that centers around Hodah and Shabbos, and it becomes part of the Chafta Shal tefillah. Masha Enkin, he says about Berachas HaMazon, where basically the Berachas HaMazon is unchanged. It doesn't turn into something else, like tefillah turned from Hodah, from Bekasha to Hodah. Berachas HaMazon is the same. So what do we do when we have Shabbos? We add to the basically same Berachas HaMazon. Okay, we add. Okay, so we add Reuven, we add a Haskara, Me'ina Ma'ura, which we discussed. It came to Alan Easton, right? We add. We don't change the orientation of Berachas HaMazon. Berachas HaMazon is the same. It's unchanged. We just add to it. Versus Tefillah, where the whole orientation of Tefillah is changed. Kadosh HaShabbos is part of that change. Becomes very much part of tefillah. That's why the whole tefillah is different. Mekadosh HaShabbos is part of the bracha versus benching, where Mekadosh HaShabbos is not found. It's interesting. As he points out, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tefillah Paragir Halacha Zayin that someone who by mistake davens the entire Shmona Esrei of Chol on Shabbos. Remember that mistake we talked about, right? And then he adds Mekadosh HaShabbos somehow in that tefillah. The Rambam writes, and again in that in Perek Yod of Hilchos Tefillah, he writes that you'd be yotze. That's what the Rambam writes. And the Rambam understood from that Rambam that I guess the Rambam also didn't see it as being fundamentally different. Ravid said that it turns from a bakasha shmona esrei to hodah shmona esrei. The Rav felt in the Rambam maybe that wasn't the case. Now, it's interesting, just to mention one more point in the Rav, and then we're going to move on. What about Tisha B'Av? So the Ramah writes in Tav Kuf Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph, that someone who is eating on Tisha B'Av for whatever reason, he should say Nachem. Okay, Nachem. Nachem is something we say in Tefillah, in Shmona Esrei. And the Rav quotes the Ramah as saying that if you have to eat, then you need to bench. If you have to bench, you have to say Nachem and bench. The Vilna Gaon, Tav Kuf Nun Zayin. The Vilna Gaon points out that, in his opinion, any day that doesn't have Karba Musaf doesn't have any insert into benching. Ayal and Isin. So there he says that's Pursuma Isa. That actually ties into the Mara we discussed in Shabbos Chaf Dalet. We discussed that on Monday on Shushan Purim, right? So he says that's a different thing. That's because of Pursuma Nisa. But we don't have Pursuma Nisa on Tisha B'Av. And he doesn't know why is it that the Ramah of Paskins, you should say Nachem in benching. There's no reason. There's no Musaf. There's no reason to. What the Rav says about that is that for Nachem isn't just an insert. Like Yalav Yavo Ritzev. It's not just an insert. Nachem is completely in theme with Uvnei Yerushalayim. right? Nachem is completely the theme of both that Yerushalayim, right? It's all about, we saw even yesterday that Rashi held, and according to the Rif said, Gemara talks about Nachem, right? That it totally fits the theme. So what the Rav suggests, to answer the Gra's point, is that, yeah, if you want to add to this, if it's a sort of independent addition to what we're doing, so you do that sometimes, but only on exceptions, when there's Tfilas Musaf, Persumanisa. But if something's going to be totally, totally in step with the bracha, with the nusach bracha, then for sure you say it. It's not a problem. So on Tisha B'Av, even though there's no musaf and it's not persumanisa, there's no issue with saying nothing in that. Now there's a ha'ara here that I want to talk about for a second, and then we'll continue with the new gemara. The ha'ara on this, found in the Rishimos Yurim, Sahara number 45, he asks the following question. And I think it's an interesting question to think about. I'm curious if you have thoughts. The question that he asks on the footnote is, what if a person forgot Shabbos in benching? Okay? So what's the din? Friday night, you forgot Shabbos in benching. You forgot Ritzeh. What's the halacha?
I have to go back.
You have to go back. Here's the question that he raises. What if there's someone who hasn't yet benched? Can you listen in to his benching to grab the Yalav Yama? To grab the Yalav Yama.
What about the Harachman, for example?
Okay, let's leave that.
Wait,
that wouldn't work for Ritzeh. That doesn't work for Ritzeh. Now, we know, we talked about Shomea Ka'ona and benching. We spoke about that in the third part, right? Remember that? The Rav's, the whole Shtickle Torah from day one. No, I'm sorry, we did it in this part, not the third part. We did it in the seventh part about Shomea Ka'ona not working for benching. Remember that? That was the beginning. So, would it be a problem of Shomea Ka'ona to listen to Yalav Yama? Or Ritzeh. I'm sorry. Ritzeh. Yalav Yama. Either one. Would it be a problem? So in the footnote, he suggests that it depends. If it becomes part of benching, then it's benching. There's no Shmei Akona in benching. But if it's a standalone, then maybe it would be okay. Right? It may be okay to just listen in to this and not worry about anything else. So even though it's Ma'akev, right? It's only ma'akev because you need to say Ritzeh. If I could figure out another way to get Ritzeh in, i.e. by listening to someone else, it would be fine. By the way, this has a lot to do with the question that Tosus deals with on Daf Chavav. Fabulous discussion. Very similar question. When you forget, for instance, in Berachas HaMazon, you forget Ritzeh in Berachas HaMazon, is the pshat that you didn't bench, or is the pshat that you benched but you just didn't say Ritzeh? That's a Tosos on Daf Chavav, which deals with that in Shmona
Esrei. It seems like it's benched. But
right? You hear the two tzedakim. Is it that you benched, but you didn't say Ritzeh? Or you didn't bench at all? Right? And that may have to do with this question here as well.
It seems to frame it as an add-on to a bench.
So if it's an add-on, then you're saying that you benched, you just didn't get the add-on, and therefore you'd have to... therefore you just have to get that. That would make it easier to just listen in to the Ritzeh. That would make it easier. Okay, so that's an interesting ha'ara. Has to do with a few things that we discussed together. Let's now go weiter in the Gemara. On Daf Mem Tesa Med Aleph, everyone look inside, Tana Rabbanan. Let's just start from there, Tana Rabbanan. Mahu Chosein Bebinyan Yerushalayim. Just to read from there quickly. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudomar, Moshiach Yisrael, where's the Moshiach Yisrael in Ben Yishayim? Lo Aleima Af Moshiach Yisrael. Fine. Rabba Barav Huna Ikla Labirish Gulusa Pasach Bechad Avasiyim Betarti. Amar Rav Chista Gvorta Lamichta Betarti Vatani Rabbi Yomer Ein Chosin B'Shtayim. So that leads us to this discussion which I want to have with you now. Gufa. Rabbi Yomer Ein Chosin B'Shtayim. Rabbi says Ein Chosin B'Shtayim. Esri Levi L'Rabbi Ala Aretz V'Ala Mazon. What are you talking about in Chosin B'Shtayim? We do it all the time in benching. Allah, Aretz, Malamazon. Those are two things. So what's the answer? The Gemara answers, no, Eretz de mafka mazon. Right? It's really one thing. What is it? It's Eretz de mafka mazon. Similarly, the Gemara says, al Eretz v'al peros, Eretz de mafka peros. Yeah? It's one thing. So Reuven, I am fascinated by this Gemara. And let's talk about that for just a minute. We'll continue on. I am fascinated because the Gemara now seems to really change what the bracha is about. If I asked you, Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon, if I asked you, Sam, you love it. If I asked you, what is the bracha Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon thanking Hashem for? What's it focused on? Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon. What would you say? What would you say? Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon. What's the theme of that bracha? Al Ha'aretz V'Al Hamazon. What was that? Yeah. Okay. It's like about food, the land, food. What the Gemara seems to be saying is totally different. What's the Gemara saying here?
Not so far off.
I think it is. What's the Gemara saying? What's this? What's the theme of this bracha according to this Gemara?
The land produces.
About the land. It's only about land.
Right.
You want to know how special this land is? This land is so special it even is able to be motzi peros. It's nothing to do with peros. It has only to do with land. This is so special. It's eretz demachka peros. Right? Eretz demachka mazon. It's all about the land, not about the peros, not about the mazon. That's to me what the Gemara is saying, which really shakes everything up. It's really an appreciation. This bracha is an appreciation only about arts, not about Muslim the club. Alright? That's what emerges from that. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't ask from Allah arts v'al mefiyam. It doesn't ask from Allah arts v'al priyagatha. No, did you notice that? Jacob, did you notice that? It's interesting. It doesn't ask that question. It asks, right, Allah Aretz Allah Muslim, Allah Aretz Allah Peros. It does not ask Allah Aretz Allah Mithya. It does not ask Allah Aretz Allah Priya Gafa. No, Zach, it's interesting. No, why that would be? Not entirely sure.
Can you say that Allah Mithya is an angel?
Yeah, but why that? Why is that one chosen?
It all comes from the Aretz.
I'm saying, but it's... I mean, the answer the Gemara gives you saying is the answer you can give to this question, too. But it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't even ask it there. It only asks it by Peros. That, I feel, is interesting. I'm also not entirely sure if you're right. Can you give the Gemara's answer to the question from Michya? Can you say, Al Ha'aretz Shemotzi Michya? I don't know, Reuben, do you think that, does that go? Thank you, Hashem, for the land that produces Michya. Does land produce Michya? Or land produces mazon? I don't know. That's a grammar Hebrew question. Is the word michya usable when it comes to arts? Do you know what you're asking? Sam, you hear what I'm saying? Meaning, land can produce mazon. Land can produce peros. I think it can produce gafen. Does land produce michya? Maybe.
Indirectly.
Yeah, indirectly. So, I'm not sure it would even work, but I guess the answer, Zach, you're saying, is the easiest way to go with that. Okay. Continues back in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, we have more questions. How about Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanu? Answers the Gemara, Yisrael v'kachinu l'zmanu. Okay? Mekadesh Yisrael v'rashi chadashan. Yisrael v'kachinu l'rashi chadashan. Also, quite beautiful. Right? If you think about what the Gemara is saying, I think it's quite beautiful. The Gemara is saying that, you know what the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim is saying? It's saying that Hashem, thank you for creating the Jewish people. And you know how great the Jewish people are? You want to know how great the Jewish people are, yeah? The Jewish people are so great they can control time. They control time. They could be Mekadesh the Zmanim. They're so great they could be Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh. That's how great the Jewish people are. I believe, according to this, once again, we've really changed the focus of the bracha. Right? We're focused wholly on the Jewish people. Right? Mekadesh Yisrael. It's just different ways of getting to how unique the Jewish people are. They're so unique they could be Mekadesh, you know. It's not that they're so unique they could be Mekadesh or Shchodash. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Sarachi, and I'll ask a question here. It's interesting. We say, Vatitin Lanu and Davni. Yalav Yavo. Vahasienu. We say all these brachos in davening, and we end Mikadosh Yisrael. Does that really make sense? Do you understand what I'm asking? As we are asking, the whole bracha that we've been reciting leading up to this. Mekadosh Yisrael Hazman is focused on Yantar, right? It's focused on, you know, Vatitin Lanu, you know, Hashem Elokeinu, Ba'ala Rayal Yavo, and we say, thank you Hashem for giving us Yantar, and right, exactly, the whole thing is about Yantar. Isn't it funny that the end of the bracha is Mekadosh Yisrael, which according to the Gemara is all about the Jewish people and how great they are? It seems incongruous. Tzarechin Gadol, actually. As I'm thinking about it more, I'm going to add the gimel there. I've got to put that in my notes. I'm going to add the gimel in my notes. It's Tzarechi and Gala. In my notes, it's only a Tzarechi, and I'm actually bothered by that more now. Arya, you hear my question? I mean, the whole theme of the bracha is about Yantar. And you're going to tell me that Baruch Atah Hashem is Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman, which means, look how great the Jewish people are, right? It's all about the Jewish people. In a footnote about the Jewish people, we talk about the Yantar, but that's a footnote. It's about how great the Jewish people are, they can control Yantar. How does that work with the entire bracha? Now you'll tell me, the beginning of that bracha starts, who remembers? We'll get back to it too. Thank you. Abdu V'char Tanu, everyone knows that niggun. Now there, you will find a focus on the Jewish people. Abdu V'char Tanu, Mincha Ma'ana, right? We're the chosen people. Chavar were the chosen people.
Yeah, but it's talking about Hashem choosing us, though.
Yeah.
Nothing in that first paragraph.
Still. It's still, I think it would work. Mekadosh Yisrael, Atav HaKartanu. I think that does work.
Yeah.
But still, like, a lot of the rest of it has nothing to do with that. So it's just funny that according to the Gemara, it's Mekadosh Yisrael. And you know how great the Jewish people are? You know how holy they are? They can be Mekadosh Yisrael. Something's amiss here. Something's amiss. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say. It also doesn't fully answer Rosh Chodesh, right? Even if you could say what I'm saying for Yantiv, Atav Chartanu, Mekadosh Yisrael, that works. It doesn't work for Rosh Chodesh.
But we end Mekadosh Yisrael
for Rosh Chodeshim. But according to the Gemara, it's really about the Jewish people. It's you are Mekadosh Yisrael, and how great are the Jewish people? They could be Mekadosh this man.
And the way that we serve Moshech is Rosh Chodesh.
So I'm saying, it just doesn't, right? It doesn't go, right? There's no Atav HaKartanu in there. So it's a kasha. I'm going to leave it as a Tzarech Yin Gav. Okay, I'm upgrading the kasha to Tzarech Yin Gav. Sam, you're good with that? It's a Tzarech Yin Gav. Okay. What does the Gemara answer to this kasha? The Gemara says, Ezra Chutz Mizuv. Right, what does the Gemara say? Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped. The Gemara then asks one final kasha. The Gemara says, you know what, you can answer all of these other questions, you know, with these answers that are great. However, we're stuck. Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazman. What are you going to say about that? Chevra, you hear that kasha, Jonathan? Right, that's a big kasha. Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazman. How are you going to put that all together? You can't say Mekadosh HaShabbos, Shekachinu, it just doesn't seem to flow. What does the Gemara say? Chutz Mizuv. Well, this is an exception, this is okay, you can do that. We'll explain. Umayishna Hacha. Umayishna, I'm sorry, why is it different? Hacha Chadihi, Hasam Tarti. Meaning, Bona Yerushalayim, Moshiach Yisrael, that's two different things. Kol Chadu V'Chadu Ba'avni Nafsha. Each one is separate. So, Chevra, the Gemara is saying that for whatever reason, we'll have to see Rashi in a second, Chutz Mizu, where this is different. It's okay to say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Ba'Azman. Why is it okay? What's the reason? Why is it okay? Let's look at Rashi together. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Chutz Mizu Ma'Yisrael HaKadahi Ein Kan Ela Berchas Mekdash. Mekadesh. The right grammar there is. Ein Kan Ela Berchas Mekadesh. Shemavarech LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemekadesh HaShabbos V'Hazman. Avon Moshiach Yisrael Bonu Yushalayim Tarti Milinenu. Ve'en Kol Im Shnei Dvarim Bebracha Achas. Right, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that when it comes to Mekadesh Yisrael, HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazman, it's all one, he calls it. We'll explain in a moment. Versus Moshiach Yisrael Boni Yishalayim, he says Tarti Mili, right? That's Chosun B'Shtayim. That Rabbi doesn't agree with, but he'll agree with the ability to say Mekadesh Hashavas Yisrael Vazmana. Continues Rashi, as it says Rashi, Ve'en Kol Im Shnei Dvarim Bebracha Achas. Lo Goras Habahatalio V'Halachas Gedolas Goras Hachi Chutz Mizu. The Bahag has a different girsa. Chutz Mizu Maishna. Why is it that there it's different? Hani tarti kedoshinenu umod rabbi dechasmina v'ubishtayim. That if they're completely different, you can do that. You can do it. Avon nechama. But if it's all about the theme of nechama, chada milsi. It's really one. Uvachada boy lemichtam. You should have chosen one thing. Either boni Yerushalayim, Moshiach Yisrael. Basically accomplishing the same goal. It makes sense, says the Bahag, to say one of those two phrases. The Enon, right? So the Bahag has a whole different approach. We'll just say it out briefly and try to get back to it. The Bahag says, listen, if you're going to do different things in your bracha, and you need to use different language, so then what are you going to do? You got to use different language. So you say, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, different themes, different language. No. What are you going to do? However, when it comes to Moshiach Yisrael Bonu Yerushalayim, what's the underlying theme of that bracha? What does he say? What's the underlying theme? Sounds like Nachem, Nechama. We saw that earlier on the Gemara Memchas and Beis, Nechama. Right? Sounds like the underlying theme is Nechama. Asks Rashi, if the underlying theme is Nechama, right? So the Nechama is Chada Milsa, right? Uvechada Boil Mechtam. Right, says the Bahag. So just use one language of Nechama. Why add and repeat yourself? It's unnecessary. Right? Reuben, it's unnecessary to say a second language of Nechama. It's the theme. You hit it. You nailed it. So what do you have to say it again for? That's the Bahag. Says Rashi, Ve'eino Nirli. Why? To Imkein, Issa the Rabbi Chosin B'Shtayim. Right? What happens according to the Bahag and Rabbi Shita, what changes now? Ruben, what happens according to the Bahag and Rabbi? What does Rabbi hold?
That in Chosin B'Shtayim, only when it's one milsa.
But normally, what?
Normally, you can be.
You can do Chosin B'Shtayim. That's difficult. I mean, Rabbi said in Chosin B'Shtayim. That's what Rabbi said. And all of a sudden, we're saying Chosin B'Shtayim? My high. What's going on over here? This is Rashi's kasha. You can tell me here it's different because Haba Atalia, but how can you just come out and say that Ein Chosin B'Shtayim? It's not true. Simply not true. And Rabbi, to say that Ein Chosin B'Shtayim was referring to this bracha, Boni Yishalayim, Moshiach Yisrael, that's a stretch, right? He wasn't talking about Nechama. He wasn't talking about this bracha in Chosin B'Shtayim, where, as Matt said, it's limited to where it's, you know,
it's a longer
where it's not necessary. You know, that doesn't seem to be pshat, and therefore he rejects the Baha. Okay. Let's, though, focus on Rashi's Mahalan for a moment. What is Rashi really saying? Okay. So, Pashup Shat and Rashi, why does Rashi allow for this bracha to exist, the Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim? What's Pashup Shat in Rashi?
One
lashon, and I think that's the way I learned it, right? that you're basically thanking Hashem for being Mekadesh A, B, and C. Okay? You're being Mekadesh, being Mekadesh, being Mekadesh, being Mekadesh. So that's not two things, that's really one thing. You're Mekadesh, Shabbos, Yisrael, Zmanim, oh, that's okay. That's not a problem. Okay. This is echoed in the Rabbeinu Yonah, mentions this. Lashon of Rashi, it's only at the end where he says, we'll skip to the end, where he says, V'Rashi Zal Goris, U'maish Nehacha, Chadihi, Hasam Tartim, Ili Nimin, Klomar, Ein Ludamo Zel Moshir, Yisrael Bar Nishlaim, Shazeh Achal Pisha Niris, Kishtayim, Inyan Echadu, Shakol Hu Inyan Kedusha. Chevan Shein Maskir B'Shneyam, El Loshin Kedusha, Kmo Dor Echad, Habe, V'Chos Min Bahem, Abu Moshiach Yisrael, Bani Yisrael, Tarti Mili Ninu, Shaloshin Yeshua, Hulashin Bifnei Atzma, Bani Yisrael, Hulashin Acher Bifnei Atzma. Fikach Tanin Elu Shtayim, and Chosin Bahan. So he elaborates a little bit more on Rashi. And again, Pashup Shai, still imagine it's that you're using the same Lashon, you know, Mekadosh Yisrael, Shabbos Yisrael, so it all works out. Siddur Salavetchik, you can understand this in one of two ways. The first way he explains the Shita of Rashi is very, I guess, straightforward, simple. And what's the focus of the first Mahalach of Rav Salavetchik and Rashi? It has to do with what?
The verb.
The verb used in the bracha. Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yisrael Ba'azman. When you're using the same verb, right, for multiple things, that's fine. Mekadesh, Shabbos, Yisrael, Vazmanim, it's the same thing, it's fine. Versus Moshiach, Yisrael, Bonu, Yishalayim, two different verbs, two different, that wouldn't fly. Okay, that would be Pashup Shah. He will suggest a different shot. Before we get to that, I think it's easier if we see and appreciate some things that we had in the Maram Klomos today, we saw in the Rabbeinu Yonah. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? It's on the riff. Let's look at our video together on the riff. It's in Lam Vav Mem Aleph. What does he say? I'm a life klutz mizu d'mayis shlehena v'chad abah b'inavsh k'siva. Says Rabbi Yonah, "Avohacha ha b'hatayya klomar kol achasimos ha'acheros she'amru kulam kmo achasim." Elazubul vat sheniras k'shtayim she'omer kedusha shabbos she kedusha b'fnei atzma. The mikatcha v'kayma v'omer. Yisrael v'hazmanim she kedusha acheres b'fnei atzma. The Yisrael mikatcha l'zmanim. Val zeh shol u'meishev, and that's where the question is and the eventual answer. Kloma kevin sheniras k'shtayim. If it looks like two different things, lama omer chasim azu yosemim Moshiach Yisrael boni Yerushalayim. Why is it different than Moshiach Yisrael boni Yerushalayim mahadrinam henach kolchada v'chada ba'am pei nafsha k'siva. Aval hacha haba talya klomar. L'fikach eno chosim Moshe Yisrael bon Yerushalayim isham. T'cholchad v'chada v'am pe nafsha sharem atzinu kama psukim shemaskar v'am tshuas Yisrael bovad. V'eno maskar v'am ben Yerushalayim v'chsev Yisrael no shav Hashem tshuas olamim. V'rabim ke'ela l'fikach taninu l'kishtayim en chosim b'am. Read it quickly, but basically in a nutshell, Zach, what is he saying? He's saying, listen, right, that blessing, that bracha, is two different things. Nowhere do you find them connected. Go through Tanakh, John, you won't find any connection between those two psukim. And therefore, it's considered shtayim, echos and shtayim. Right, Ezra, that's what he says to explain Moshiach Yisrael Bar Yerushalayim is shtayim. But look what he says now. Avo, Sammy, Mekadesh, HaShabbos, Yisrael, Asmanim. Avo, Pishin, Niris, Kishtayim. In Yenachadu, Shekedushas Yisrael, Tuluya, Bekedushas HaShabbos, Ukedushas HaZmanim, Verashe Chadashim, Tuluya, Bekedushas Yisrael, Vechevon, Chetolu, Zebezek, Kemo Kedusha Achas, Dainin Omlai. Wow, let's stop here for a moment. Ruben, this is a number. Literally, when I saw this. This is an unbelievable line. It's a crazy line. Like, Matt, this is an unbelievable line. Read that carefully. What is he saying? He's saying something so unbelievable. He's saying that when it comes to Mikadosh HaShavos Yisrael Ba'azmanim, you know what it means? It's not Shtayim. No, it's all in Yenachad. Why? Because Kedushas Yisrael is Taloi B'Shavos. Wow. Isn't that an amazing line? Kedushas Yisrael is Taloi B'Kedushas HaShavos. Wow. Wow. Memela Kedushas HaZmanim, Roshei Chadashim, is Taloi B'Kedushas Yisrael. And everything basically is Taloi Zeh B'Zeh. So basically, without Shabbos, you don't have Kedushas Yisrael. Without Kedushas Yisrael, you don't have Zmanim, you don't have Rosh Chodesh. So basically, I guess if you had to say it in the most direct way, without Shabbos, you got nothing. Right? Without Kedushas Shabbos, you got nothing. Zero. Zilch. What an amazing line. It's so different than what we normally think. We normally think, you know, what's Kiddush on Shabbos? What are we doing when we're in the Kaddish of Shabbos? What do we think about? How do we think about Kiddush on Shabbos? So we think that we're in the Kaddish of Shabbos. It's interesting to think about that in the Rebbeinu Yonah, Shabbos is the Kaddish. You know, this is not exactly this, but I just came from my head. You know what they say in Europe, over Golos, not just in, over Jewish history. You know, we talk about being Shomer Shabbos, right? So, I forgot who said it. It was the Rav. Someone said this. I've heard this multiple times. You think that the Jews were being Shomer the Shabbos. Shabbos was being Shomer the Jews. Do you think you were keeping the Shabbos? The Jews were. Shabbos was making sure the Jews were kept intact. Similar idea. We think we're being Mekadosh to Shabbos. We're saying Kiddush and Shabbos. You don't realize Shabbos is Mekadosh to the Jewish people. Wow.
And there's crazy stories about it in Mamish.
Yeah, and they're crazy stories.
October 7th. Like,
yes, yes. And over the course of Jewish history.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes, but also the story about the fellow who was Machpel on Shabbos who left that year, talking about that. Yeah. There are some great...
Like crazy ones.
Yeah.
Shabbos waits for nobody.
And Shabbos waits for no one. Thank you, Zach. Thank you. This is an unbelievable idea.
Since I've lost the structure of the Shabbos, it comes every week.
Yeah.
You don't really declare it the same way you would for Rosh Chodesh.
Yes.
Or where you set like the time.
Yes.
Rosh Chodesh.
Right, it's Kaviv Kaimi, yes. Right, we don't...
It's not tolerant.
We don't,
it's
right, we don't need to do something to make it Shabbos.
Yeah,
it's Shabbos versus Yantar. Right? Shabbos is just there. And the way the Ron is saying it, the way the Rabbi Yonah is saying it, it gives us Kedusha. Gives us holiness.
Can you just open that room for Baracha?
That's why it's what you said. That's what
I'm saying. Do you say the source for this is also Makar Baracha?
Shabbos
is the Makar HaBaracha.
That fits in nicely. That fits in nicely.
Us keeping Shabbos is not.
That fits in nicely. That also fits, I'm just thinking about it, also fits in nicely if you think about it. Where Shabbos was in the Torah, where did we get Shabbos? We got Shabbos before we got the Torah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense with this. That in order for us to be right, to have Torah, we had to have Kedushas. Right? We needed Kedusha. Kedushas Yisrael is contingent on Shabbos. We needed Shabbos to be there before there was full Kedushas Yisrael. Someone mentioned this to me, a relative of mine, talking to me about this. He mentioned an interesting point, take it or leave it. He says maybe that's why every Jewish person, male child, needs to go through a Shabbos before Bris Milah. Because without Shabbos, you won't have that Kedushas Yisrael. You need to have Shabbos. Interesting knitch, interesting wrinkle. I know I put this in the Maramakomos. Some of you were surprised why I did that. It's an interesting Maramakom to put in a Mechilta of the Rashbi, Rabbi Shmuel, and I also put in and Otzer Midrashim, but both are fantastic, right? You had a chance to look through it. Both are absolutely fantastic. What does the Mechilta Derashbi, Rabbi Shmuel say? He says, "Ushmartem es Shabbos, Zehu Shai Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi Omer Lachem Shabbos Mesura, V'yata Mesurim L'Shabbos." Kodesh Yilachem, Magid, Shabbos Mosafes Kedusha Yisrael. Wow. That's exactly this point. Now, Jonathan, you hear that line? Magid Shabbos Mosafes Kedusha Yisrael. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that an amazing line? Where the Medrash says, the Chuk Drach is Medrash Halacha, Shabbos is Mosafes Kedusha to Yisrael. Wow. Incredible. Really incredible line. And then in the Otzer Midrashim, right, what does the Otzer Midrashim have? So he says, there are three Kedushas. There's Kedushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar Va'atak Kadosh. There's Kedushas Shabbos, Shenemar Ushmarnim Asa Shabbos Kikodeshu. And then there's what? Then there's Kedushas Yisrael Minayin Shemar Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Rishas Tavasa. There are three Kedushas. There's Hashem, Shabbos. This is the Jewish people. What exactly that means, not sure. But it's really interesting in light of what we're saying. They're saying that like Kedusha Shabbos is everything.
It also comes before.
Right, it comes before the Jewish people. Wow. Wow. Really an incredible idea. What does it mean for Kiddush and Shabbos? What does it mean to Kiddush the Shabbos? Wow. Okay. Now, the Rav added something here, which if you had a chance to see. He did mention this, and he mentioned it in other places too. But he had another little bit of a chap here, where he said, quoted a pasuk by Baruch Elokim es Yom HaShivah Kodesh Oso, right? Before I get to that. So, going back to Rashi for a moment, right? Rashi says, Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Lehazmanim, right? Chutz Mizu, it's one thing. So what does Rashi mean? So the first thing, Pashut Shabbos, probably because you use the same word Mekadosh for all three things. That's the same verb. But the Rav suggested a second shot, which is getting closer to this idea in Ben Yonah, right? A little bit closer. Where he says it's not just that it's using the same verb, but it's lumping the inyan of these three things all together, right? It's sort of lumping things together. That was his second shot.
What?
That the idea of Mekadosh or Shabbos Yisrael Hazmanim called Inyan Echa, right? It's really one Inyan. And the way he explains it is because without Kedusha Shabbos, you know, and Zmanim, you know, you need all these things together. Kedusha Shabbos, Zmanim, Kedusha Yisrael, all of this, in his language, the Asher Shetia Kedusha Shabbos Vazmanim and B'li Kedusha Yisrael. Hashos in the Malacha. V'laka Kedushas Yisrael v'bli Kedushas Shabbos. See, he ties it together where even Rashi is trying to say something more than just technical. That it's in Yenatha, that all of these things are really connected as one. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? That you need all of these things together. Kedushas Shabbos creates Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael creates Kedushas Manim. Hakol Inyan Echad. I don't know, that may be reading a lot more into Rashi than what's a simple pshat. But that's what the Rav said here to explain Rashi. And then he gets into this discussion in Chumash, how to understand the pasuk by Baruch Elokim es Yom HaShivah by Kadesh Osa, right? How to read that pasuk. And he has different chitos in Rishonim where he thinks the upshot of that machlokas Rishonim thinks maybe is exactly this question. Is Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Shabbos wrapped together? And he thinks that's a machlokas Rishonim based on the pasuk Vayvarach Elokim es Yom HaShivah Vayikadesh Oso. Of course, the Ramban, the Ben Ezra, Rav Sadri Gaon, how to read that pasuk may have to do with this question. Okay. Now, I think maybe what we'll do is we'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to tie up a little bit more of this point, so we'll have to see a little bit more of this. But for now, we'll stop. Tzvara Hashem, we'll continue on Sunday with these general ideas. So we'll be around that day.